I think this might be her. I don't know. Let's go to the phones. It's the Ham Radio Show. It's the Ham Radio Show. Who's this?
What's up, Eddie?
Hey, it's DG.
Hey, DG.
There you go. I just sent you a message. Call at 805, but it's all right. You know. What's going on, beautiful? How are you?
What's going on?
How are you?
How are you doing?
I am doing great.
What are you talking about?
What am I plugging?
What are you talking about today?
We plugged a whole bunch of, so far today on the show. Let's just go over everything. Today on the show, we've talked about stinky balls.
Oh, yeah.
Stinky vaginas. Mm-hmm. We have talked about... As usual.
We haven't grown up at all.
No, we haven't grown up at all. if another radio show host was cock blocking me on his program, we talked about that. We even talked about the Baltimore Bridge.
Oh,
see,
yeah,
we talked about some other stuff
we
there. We talked about, what else did we talk about? Anything else did I miss?
She was coming on.
Oh, that she was coming on, Our Lady mm-hmm. of the Streets.
Yeah.
And the album dropped, or the single and everything on the 26th yesterday.
Did you mention underwear?
We talked about underwear. Joe, you missed it. Yes.
Yeah, he said that. Yeah.
Yes, it is good stuff.
He is me and I am her.
Yes. DG, by the way, used to work with us at Goom Radio. We talked about that, and she also worked in the radio business, so she didn't just slum and work at the shitty place. She worked in real radio, so she
also
me.
Did
TV.
Yeah, she did TV as well.
Wait, guys.
Uh-huh.
I also did that that whole calendar, that whole naked girl calendar.
Yes,
thing
she did.
And I was like the Robin.
Yeah.
I was the Robin. I was fully dressed.
Yes. You were the one that got us the talent for our calendar girl segment. When we used to have every month, we used to have a ham radio girl, and we used to have, we will do that again.
Yeah, I missed that, man. That was before me. Yeah.
Dude, and let me tell you, because DG's fucking hot, the girls she got us were fucking hot. Everybody, oh, God. These women were some of the hottest broads out there, and every month we would just, all I had to do was take a picture with them. Mm. I'm like, hey,
don't get deceived by my voice, though, because I have, like, a deep voice. You know how Michael Jackson had a very deep voice? And he's feeling like this. No, I keep my voice funky. I keep it 100. This is me.
That's her.
This is me. This is my voice.
Yeah. See?
But I'm hot. I am. That's what they say.
Oh, she is definitely fucking hot.
The voice sound hot, too. I don't know what's wrong with the voice.
I am honest with every woman. If you are hot, and I'll be straight up honest and tell you that I would like to have sex with her. I wanted to have sex with her when we worked at Goom together. And I tell her every time I talk to her, I tell her I would like to have sex with her. Every
time. He DMs it to me every day.
Yes.
Hey. What do you call that? Messengers it to me.
Yes,
every angle, pause.
Oh, absolutely. Every angle, pause. But let me point out one thing, though.
This
however, I'm not one of those scumbags that just sends a dick pic. Or something like that. This is someone that I know personally. And also, on top, when she becomes famous, because she's now, a big-time musician and has all her stuff, I don't want her, to write a song about my small cock.
Of course not.
And then she's like, she does like a remix of Short Dick Man.
Yeah.
I don't need that. I don't need that on my conscience. I don't need that
don't
in my life.
Don't want no short dick.
Man.
Don't want no short
dick. Man. Some teeny weeny. Yeah. I don't want to be the emphasis of a song. So unless a girl asks.
Yeah, but you don't want a wide vagina. Either.
No. That's for sure. That's the problem. Women think just because they have a coochie that their coochie is 100%. And it's not always, ladies.
Yep.
You need to know this. That's why when we were talking to Sarah and we were asking, she had the secret to not having a smelly box. Ladies need to understand, sometimes you can have a smelly box and your vagina can be monstrously huge.
Or raggedy.
And raggedy.
That's called a yeast infection.
Yes, a UTI, a yeast infection sometimes.
That bread thing.
Yeah, that bread thing.
You mean that's not cream cheese?
No. And it's, by the way, the only time when yeast makes nothing rise. Because our dicks don't get hard.
Yeah.
Okay? We're not going to do that. I don't know how we got to vaginas, but we did. Oh, wait, it's because DG's fucking hot.
Okay.
And I would
you
like.
Always do.
Yes,
because
I always do.
You always do.
Yes,
At least you don't go to the other bodily part, at least you keep it on vagina.
No, we talked about penises today, and we talked about cum, but a little bit, not a lot, just enough to whet your appetite. We talked about that. But we are talking to Gigi Kalivas. Mm-hmm. Name of the thing, Our Lady of the Streets, part of our No Name concert series. Wanted to give, you know, put a spotlight on such a thing. You can get it at Apple Music right now and other places. DJ, where can they get the stuff?
Super fly. They can't match my high. They can currently get it at Apple, on iTunes, on Tidal, on Vivo. And distribution is still, you know, it takes a minute, and it's going to end up on Spotify. And Deezer and YouTube Music and all of that. I'm currently on all the platforms. That song, that video is not, though. The song is, but the video is not on all platforms.
All right. So when you're actually on there and you're looking for your supply of ham radio show, all right, and you're on Deezer or Apple or Tidal or Spotify and every place that we are, all you have to do is you go, okay, I got my piece of ham. Now I'm going to go in there and type in Our Lady of the Streets and make sure you see a hot picture of DG on there. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you right now, what I imagine the album cover to be, you in a mink coat, a bikini top, and lowrider jeans. That's what I imagine that the album should be, the cover.
You know what? That's what I wanted to look like in the music video with my fur coat that I have on.
Exactly.
And I wanted some kind of leg showing and stuff. It started snowing. I was in New York City. It started snowing. And the director, Chris Pinsett.
I know Chris. Yeah.
So Chris Pinsett. So you know his personality. He's like, let's go. And then Infamous Billa, who's featured on the track.
Yes.
You might want to go see his handles, too. He has a few songs with 38 Fresh, who's a well-known rapper in the Northern East Side. I'm not trying to promote him, though, but I am promoting him.
I'm promoting Billa.
And it's Infamous Billa, so at Infamous Billa, that's his handle, and he's awesome.
Look,
he's
DJ, awesome. This gives us all street cred. Remember, we're whiter than white. We got one black guy in the room. He just has to show up. He gets street cred. The rest of us have to work it out. What's up, bro?
What's up, sis?
See, there you go.
What'd it be like?
I call the black guys, bro. it'd be good. Life is good. Life is great.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
So if I got to get on this microphone and talk about Infamous Billa, I'm going to do that. I'm going to say hi to Infamous Billa, say what's going on, because you get to work with and be featured on Our Lady of the Streets with DG, and you get to be on there and have a tremendous freaking song. The song is very good. We're going to play it later. Billy, you have it later for me?
Yes, I have it. Okay. Also, you know.
Long story, go ahead. Long story short, Billa's on vacation. That's it. We're going to leave it at that. Billa's on vacation, long story short.
Is he hanging out with Diddy? Is that what you're trying to say? What's going on?
Hey.
No. Okay. Not at all.
Just making sure.
Make sure he ain't around that idiot.
No Diddy.
You know,
that's the new pause.
Yeah.
That's the new pause. It's no Diddy.
Now, by the way, for all my urban fans, I need a little help in this. No Diddy, because I saw it trending. Is that like, are you saying like no gay, or are you saying like, you know how like it used to be? So no Diddy means no gay.
Yeah, so the name Diddy replaces the word gay.
Wow.
So in the urban world, it's pause. Like, we've been saying that since the early 2000s, if not the late 90s, pause. So that just means like pause, like, yeah, you just said something gay.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm not bashing anyone who's gay. I'm just explaining the terminology. That's what it was. And now pause has been replaced with no Diddy.
Yes, no Diddy. But
no H O.
Yeah. It used to be called no homo. I cleaned it up and said no gay.
I'm just saying.
I'm helping out the people who are playing at home who don't know what the fuck we're talking about, but it has been replaced with no Diddy. Now the only one that's going to get bashed is Diddy in this, because I know that Ricky fucking hates Diddy. Ricky, by the way, the black guy on the show who we just told you about, the Slickster, a.k.a. the Slickster, Slick Rick over here, literally has a war with Diddy. So all this Diddy stuff that happened, Yeah, give a little bit of a background to DG. What? Why exactly do you hate Diddy?
Well, for one, like yes. I said, I did try to do business with him once. Where I had a group at the time called Cashmere, and they needed somebody to do background vocals for Total. And to make a long
story, I remember Cashmere, and I know Total.
Yeah, and you know, he didn't want to give credits for this. He didn't want to pay for nothing, this and that. So that was the first encounter. But then every encounter after that, he tried to treat me like shit or talk to me like shit or whatever, this and that. And I wasn't having that, even to a point where he was with all his people, and they tried to jump up in my face and shit one day. Whatever. I called them all clowns.
But you know why that happened?
Because he's an ass?
Because you didn't. No. Because you had one. You had what you just called him, and you didn't drop the soap.
Yeah, that wasn't happening. That wasn't happening.
Hashtag no Diddy.
Yeah, that wasn't going to happen, period. You understand? That no way. But at the end of the day, everything that's happened to him, he has coming to him. Every fucking thing that's going on right now, he got coming to him. He is a piece of shit. And I'm that fucking close to I'm that close to saying, die, you motherfucker. That's how close I am.
You just did.
I'm just saying. I don't want to come out and say that. I don't want to go that far, but this is my I hate that motherfucker with a passion.
Really? Bro. You're hiding it well.
Yeah.
Really?
So,
I'm just saying. Hashtag no Diddy.
I predicted his demise.
What was that, DJ?
It's gonna change the hip hop musical game when it comes to the business side of it altogether. It's just gonna be dramatically changed because he owns so many masters. He owns so many catalogs. Yeah. Like he just even though we don't dislike the man, he has definitely put in a lot. Even though all you gotta do is press play for his productions on a cover. It's a cover. Like
Absolutely. All
of Mary J. Blige's albums, they're all covers. The Bad Boy one, they're amazing covers. They're the best covers, one of the best covers I've ever heard, but they're covers. He just pressed play. He didn't produce anything.
No.
So let's keep it real.
No, but he sampled from everybody. Unlike DG, Kalivas is out there busting her ass. Doing Our Lady of the Streets featuring Infamous Billabilly. Did you see what I did?
Yeah,
I freaking gave him the plug. That woman out there is making original music going out there. Diddy, hashtag no Diddy.
Samples.
Yeah, she's not sampling. This motherfucker, all he did was sample.
That's it.
If you had a song in the 70s or the 60s.
Dancing.
Yeah.
And I like to say stole, too, because a lot of shit, they had to go after him because he was still shit in the beginning. So.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Like I said, he's a piece
but
of
I'm
shit.
Not
I am. He's a piece of shit.
I'm bashing Diddy. I'm bashing Diddy.
Yeah,
but I'm not bashing those people who sample because they're all masters at sampling.
No, but there's a right way to do it and a wrong way.
I won't get to that today. But there are masters at sampling where you don't even realize it's a sample until someone tells you, or unless you're just like such a fanatic of music.
Yeah, some people are great at it. Yeah,
but
it's
not obvious.
No, but there's also a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. And what Ricky's saying is that he stole from artists as opposed to asking for the rights and getting getting it the right way and someone making a little coin on the side for their little sample.
And then signed people to shitty deals, took shit from them, didn't give them their just due.
Allegedly,
whatever. You know, he had a show called Making It a Band.
Yes.
Where he made these kids walk from Queens
to juniors.
To Brooklyn, the juniors, to get cheesecake.
Yes.
What the fuck
cheesecake.
That got to do with music?
I hated cheesecake after that.
Yeah, but
I never eat another cheesecake after that.
DG's absolutely right.
One of those kids are complaining about him, too.
Yeah.
And guess who allegedly is next? Guess who is allegedly next?
Who?
Jigga My Nigga. Jigga My Nigga, Jay-Z.
Yes, as I'm hearing.
Oh, he's next.
He's super silent.
A lot of them going to go down. Because, for one, this motherfucker ain't going down without doming everybody else out. Because that's the kind of punk ass he is anyway. So he ain't going down without doming everybody else out. Yep. So, yeah, you're
going
to hear Jay-Z.
You're
going to hear Snoop.
Right.
You're going to hear Snoop. You're going to hear Dre. You're going to hear a lot of these motherfuckers starting to come out.
Wait, hold
unfortunately.
On. Unfortunately. Hold on. Let me join into the hip-hop conversation. Word.
Yeah.
Boom!
No, and if you're from New York, you got to say, and especially from Washington Heights, which is where I'm from, I got to represent
Word.
Washington Heights, New York City. Word. No, you got to say, yo, my nigga, I don't speak that way, but all my nieces.
Yeah, but see, I'm so white, I can't do that.
To me. I'm like, I'm your nigga, I'm your nigga.
Listen, I'm from Bed-Stuy, do or die. You ain't know nothing about that shit over there. You didn't pull that bullshit over there. Because, listen, me and my brother was in the business, and we got approached. And I told the dude straight up, don't get fucked up. You understand? You want to do business, we do business. But don't come try to take me no dark room.
Yeah, you're going to sample an ass woman.
Thinking you going up my ass, or I'm going up your ass. So, you know, ain't that kind of party, bro. Yeah, you know, so.
Nothing but a gangster
it's
party.
More fun being in a room.
Yeah.
Right, but it's more fun being in a room full of white people, like yeah. You are now.
Yeah.
That's so much more fun.
That's right.
Hey, look, there's only one uncle on this fucking show, and it's me. There's no Uncle Tom's. That's the most black man I've ever seen in my life. And I've seen him with no pants. It's huge. It's huge, goddamn. Fucking huge. It wraps around the studio three times. It's huge.
Yeah.
Now, listen.
Not that huge. We got one and a half.
We got a question all the way from Canada for DG. He knows your history with the Ham Radio Show. Nick from Canada, our Canadian Unified Network Technician, a.k.a. Cunt, wants to ask you a question. He says, is Redman making a collab with you in the future? Because he knows that you brought us Redman on this very show when we worked at
What's
Goom
up,
Radio.
Nick?
Redman is going to come on?
What's up, Nick?
What's up, my nigga?
We can make it happen. I don't have any plans on collaborating with Redman. That I do not, but it can always happen because we record the same music recording studio. We have a lot of mutual friends, so it can happen one day. I can collaborate with pretty much anyone from the early 2000s because I know mostly a lot of them.
Yeah.
But, I mean, will it happen? I don't know.
Well,
we have different tastes. We write differently. We have different, even though it's all rap and hip hop, it's different type of rap and hip hop.
Right.
So we don't. I don't know.
Well, how do you describe your music? Because your music definitely has a sound all its own. It's definitely you. But how do you describe your music?
So because I listen to pretty much every genre, and hold up, let me give you the floor, except for death metal. Only because I dislike death metal because I had to do the fades and the segues on Goom Radio on the night shift overnight shift with loud ass headphones, and I fucking detest death metal. But one of my favorite genres, believe it or not, besides obviously hip hop and R&B, is folk music, yeah. And then I guess country comes from that. And fuck Beyonce. I was riding my cowboy boots and my cowboy girl hat before that shit. I actually have a picture. I posted a picture a week before with my cowboy shit on.
I know, but that's now the quote. That's now the quote of the show now. Fuck Beyonce.
That's the quote. That's the quote.
DG Khalifa says hashtag fuck Beyonce.
Wait, so I feel like I've created and I'm a real musician. Like when I say real musician, like someone who can play like 10 instruments is going to say no. But I feel like I've created my own genre per se, where it's like rockish, hip hop, R&B-ish. I'm not a real vocalist. I'm a songwriter, and I grew up at Harlem School. Well, I'm attending Harlem School of the Arts and Magnus, and I was accepted to LaGuardia High School for piano and violin. I did not attend because I was bad as hell, so my mom ended up sending me away to boarding school instead with no music program. But, so I grew up in the arts, and I'm an advanced beginner at everything except for writing. I'm a songwriter. I've been writing. That's what I always did. When it's music affiliated, if I was in the studio, if I was beginning my arts as a kid, it was always writing.
Yeah.
And I wrote my first song to an Illmatic instrumental, New York State of Mind. Nas is New York State of Mind. And I always thought it was produced by Premier, but it was Q-Tip from A Tribe Called Quest. So my first song was written to New York State of Mind's instrumental, and it was a poem that I had converted. So it had no flow because it was already written, a poem.
Mm.
And then I just started from there. Then we had our... Then me and two of my cousins had a music recording studio in Washington Heights, and a lot of known artists would go and record there. We would record our own tracks, and people ended up, you know, growing up and becoming adults and having more responsibilities, and so that's
really good.
But here I am back. My one responsibility is old enough for me to just launch myself back, and I never gave it up, and I'm here. And, you know, what, like I say in my song, now I'm coming back to collect my crown. That's it.
There you go. She, look, she's been a songwriter as long as I've known her, because every time she, you know, turns me down for sex, it comes out like a song. Mm-hmm. It's rhyming sometimes. Yeah, like, don't be a prick. I'm not going to touch your dick. She gets it.
Get the fuck away from me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I heard it was a hit. Yeah.
I'm not going to give you a cock some hops. I'm just going to call the cops. You know, stuff like that.
I think it was a lot better than that.
Oh, no. Hers is better. Yeah, hers is way better.
Far.
I'm just giving you an example, Bill. An example of how I get turned down by a songwriter. That's all I'm saying. And she
is
one.
You stupid motherfucker. You ain't never going to touch her.
There you go. See, much more musical. Right. Much more musical than I could even establish. Look at that. Joe is actually, if you ever, Joe, do you want to do a collabo with Joe? You're a musician.
I'm not into hip-hop, to be honest.
Yeah, but you can play. She said, fuck Beyonce. So you could do some country stuff, and she can rap over the country stuff.
Oh,
why not?
You
why
can do
not?
Some stuff
like
that.
Real country. I'm actually working on a blues track right now with Mr. James. The song is called Mr. James, and he's an old man friend of mine who plays the bass, and he's all over. I mean, he's all over YouTube back in the day, just performing in Austin. But he's awesome, and he has a little shack in his backyard, and I want to record the music video there, some grungy shit. Yeah.
Joe on my show is very country. He slept with his sister. He's very country. That's how devoted he is to that shit.
And he got some really nice country tracks.
Yeah, so he has some really good country tracks.
Really nice country tracks.
I have a lot of...
Joe, what instruments do you play?
A guitar.
Then you play other things. You just don't play guitar, Joe.
Well, you know, if you had to say what do you play,
the guitar.
Look around the room. There's 35 guitars.
I know, but you also play. I've seen you play piano.
A little bit.
Not well, but you play it enough that you can get by.
I can play
any. You can play chords.
I'm the same way.
I can play four chords on just about any instrument you know, but
that's all it takes, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and you can also do a drum beat, Joe. Yeah. Come on now.
C-A minor refugee.
There you go. He can make it happen is all I'm saying. I would love to see a collabro with DG Kalivas.
Well, whenever I'm back in New York City for more than a weekend, because whenever I fly back out there, it's just to record in a professional studio. I do everything just by myself. I'm a one-woman band, and if I wanted to have an extra crispy sound like Our Lady of the Streets, I go to the studio out there, and then the music video, I recorded it out there. So anything where I want an extra oomph or touch before I go to New York, but it's always for a weekend.
Yeah, well, if you want to ever...
I'm not going to tell you my current location.
Yes, no. Look, I'm already not allowed 500 feet near you. I understand.
I was getting ready to X.
South of France.
Yeah, and also, if you ever feel, you know, that you want an unprofessional studio, we're here for you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? We're here for you. It's what we do. DG Kalivas has the song is called Our Lady of the Streets. It's featuring infamous Billa, who's on an extended vacation. We learned that. But however, you can hear him on the song. He's part of the song.
A short vacation.
A very short vacation.
Our Lady of the Streets.
Our Lady of the Streets. Okay. We're going to play it later. Don't worry. The musical interlude, we're going to play it later in the program. So anybody that wants to hear it, you can check it out there. And then she has more music that you can check out. You can go to Spotify. You can go to Deezer. You can go to fucking Deez Nuts. You can go to fucking Apple.
We got to show the sister some support.
Absolutely. And look, not only
thank you.
Is she a musical impresario and she's talented and all that other stuff, but she's fun to look at, too. So you're doing it for no other reason other than to just ogle her, feel free. But please support her while you ogle her. Go get the music. Don't just stand there staring at her like I do. All right, you got to talk to her, too. You got to freaking go out and get the music. You got to dance along with the group, man. You got to be part of the scene.